Okay. Let's start the Gemara. Tana Banan. Ubishrich was a Kadish of us a Kazir, taking the Kush berated Munifan Alpia, and the Siasha died to Mutu, the Lab Machilinus right of Atzma. And the Siasha died to Mutu, the Lab Machilinus of Shuman Atzma. She ended the Kodavish, I invited to go to Nevish, puts me over his ugly eyes, she has done. Then the Gemara goes on, the rest of the Sugis, the Limudim. How do you know that those three are different? So what do we have here in the Braisa? We have in the Braisa something similar to the Mishnah, but it's a different case. In the Mishnah, we're talking about Yom Kippur. Uba Shirich on Yom Kippur, so it's a Sakana, either a Sakana for the mother, according to Rashi, Sakana for the Vlad, according to the Lata's Doilus, that we already talked about. So we're Machilin Oysa. In the Braisa, it's not only Yom Kippur. It's talking about Stam Shayim Oysa Shana, but she was Miriach, Osa Kodesh, Osa Chazir, Macholus Asuris. So also, as Pikuch Nefesh, either her Pikuch Nefesh or the Vlad's, so we give her from the Macholos Asuris to eat. The Ram brings both halachas. The Ram brings the Mishnah in Hilchos Shvisas Asar, and he brings it into the Brice in Hilchos Macholos Asuris in Perek Yudal. But in the Brice, we have a chiluk that you don't have in the Mishnah. The Brice says you don't give it right away, all at once. It goes in gradations. First, you give her a little bit on the tip of a kush, a spindle. That's the right word. Melech. A needle, you know, to give her just a drop. And then you give her the chareb shahaz tzichat shishir. And then you give her, if that's not enough, then you give her from the reitiv. And if that's not enough, you give her from the shuman atzme. Why is the shuman atzme more chomer than the reitiv? Why is the reitiv more kal? This is a clear instance of what the Gemara says later on, akala kal tchilo. Why is the reitiv more kal than the shuman atzme? So Poshib Shat, the Mepharshim say, because Tam, it's only as Tam Kikr. The Reitiv is really only as Tam of the Yisr. Tam Kikr, according to some Shem, is only the Rabbanon, even if it's a Deraisa, but it's not the same Chaymer as the Yisr Atzman. So Mele goes in the Chilukei Madregas. First we give her Pachas Mekashir. That's not enough, we give her Kashir, but only with Tam Kikr. And if that's not enough, then we give her from the Shuman Atzman. In the Mishnah, we don't have, the Mishnah doesn't say such chiluk. The Mishnah just says machilin oysa. It doesn't say first on a kush and then the reitiv and then the food itself. And the Rambam also, the Rambam Shisa Sasar doesn't say these chiluk. He echoes the Mishnah. Macholos Asuris, the Rambam has Chilukim Madregas. We'll see more in detail in a few minutes. On the other hand, the Torah brings these Chilukim by in Hilchos Yom Kippur. In Tov Reish Yud Zayin, the Torah, and the Malkuth of the Torah is Rabbeinu Yerucham. Rabbeinu Yerucham is the Talmud of the Rosh, so it's all the same base medrash. Rabbeinu Yerucham also, in Hilchos Yom Kippur, Rabbeinu Yerucham says the Seder of the Braisa. First the Kush, and then the Reitiv, and then the Eichel Atzma. So, Rech Zayana, is it a Machaikis? Dennis, the Torah share and the Torah and the Rambam both need a Hezer. On the one hand, the fact that the Rambam doesn't bring the in Ilkha Shvises Asar, doesn't say the chiluk between the reitiv and the food itself. That's the chayra pashut. Why is that pashut? I want to explain just that by in Hilchas Macholos Asuris, the Ram says first you give her the reitiv, the Ram there calls the morok, and then you give her the basar atzma. In Hilchas Shvisas Asur, he doesn't have such a chiluk. What's the pashut of pshat in that?
That's the Sefer Gemara.
What?
That's the Gemara.
Yeah, so in the Chami, it's all in the Gemara, it's Meduyik like the Rambam. The Mishnah doesn't say any Chilukim, and the Braisa by Machol Asuris has the Chilukim. Maybe it's not Mukhlof, maybe the Mishnah didn't enumerate, didn't say the Chilukim, but the Braisa is Mashlim. The Braisa is Mashlim, which is what's missing in the Mishnah. But just in Svara, though, what would be the Pashut to Svara? Why in Machol Asuris, the Braisa and the Rambam have a say there that first you give the morok, the reitiv, and then the basar atzmai. And in Yom Kippur, you don't find such a say.
Could it be because there's a difference, I guess, in shirim of like what constitutes an isra achila by Yom Kippur and regular machalas?
By what? What constitutes? Could it be? Yeah, but what's the difference?
I'm saying, well, I forgot the pasuk, but I guess by Yom Kippur it's like a different. It's just about eating in general rather than to I guess satisfying yourself rather than actually having a Ezra Chila.
You're making it too complicated. You know, on Yom Kippur, is there a difference between, is there a, on Yom Kippur, is the right of the soup? She wants chicken soup on Yom Kippur. So we give her, is there a difference between the soup and the kailuch? The guy with the chayim is on Yom Kippur. I don't know, maybe God was there before, but it's still a question. Yom Kippur, Achilah Shti, the same as? Yom Kippur, it's also Achilah Shti, Achilah Shti, the same thing. What's the difference if she drinks chicken soup? What's the difference if she eats chicken? Avad is the same thing. Look, look, Shmai, the oil in Yom Kippur, there's more chum than drink. Masha came, Yom Magic and shoe, one in the Lukma, but one in Skikisavis, because there the Yisuvi Dice is different, but in the Chaymer is the all the same thing. By Shah, so that's called, if let's say it's Bosa Chazir. Chazir is the Isterasmai. The water in which you cook the Chazir is only Tam Kikit. Maybe it's only Drabon, according to Larish, and Tam Kikit is Drabon, even Tam Kikit the Isna, but it's only us, the Limum, the Tam is Kikit, but it's only Tam Chazir, it's not Chazir Man. So I say, well, you give me the whole difference. The Gemara can also not shy at all. So that's why English visas. So I, that part of the Rambam, I understand very well. If I can't, I don't understand the tour. The tour in Rabbeinu Yochanan will have the whole set of the whole protocol. First, the Tochas Mikashir, and then the Reitiv, and then the Os, and then the Oichel Atzvay, and they say it in Hilchos Yom Kippurim. So that Mr. Bishoyis points this out. The Bishoyis has to ask the Kach on the tour. He said, well, what does the tour mean? There's a difference in the Reitiv and the Bosh Ratzmai. The Reitiv is also Yishan Yud. It's the same thing on Yom Kippur. So the Bishoyis says, I'll call it. The Bishoyis thinks it's the Bosh Ratzmai. There's Takan Ochilak on Yom Kippur between the Reitiv and the Bosh. And the Torah says that you give him first the right of, and the Issachmai, the Lashon Torah is the right of. Says the Bishisif, the Torah is talking about where she was eating Yom Kippur. The thing that she was Maria Chayim Kippur was Hazar or Mazasuris. And he says, even though, and it's the Lashon Torah is doing it that way, because the Lashon Torah is first to give from the right of, and then the Issachmai. Is that is was talking about the milk is the right that it should have said the oichel asmai give the right of it from the oichel asmai the lashon iser asmai that's what I'm talking about. The Bach says he doesn't understand that. At the end of the day, we're talking about Hilchos Yom Kippurim. The Torah didn't mention anything about Chazir over here. He doesn't say he's talking about one of the passage tours that he's talking about. That he's talking about regular food. And moreover, the Bach says, if you look at Rabbeinu Yochum, it's also talking about the Rosh. Rabbeinu Yochum says like the tour, they go the whole Seder, Hilchos Yom Kippur, and also the Seder, Kilosh and Azeh. But he doesn't say the Mark and then the Isser Asma, like the Dur. He says, Roydiv and then Bechel Asma. So the Rabbi Ruchim uses the appropriate Yom Kippur language, the Reitiv and then the Eichel Atzma. So the passage is talking to the Torah that even first the Reitiv and then from the food. Yeah, but the basis in Svar is very hard to understand. The basis of the Chorban, he says if the Rambam understands that, and the Kippur is not chiluk in the Reitiv and the food. So when it comes to chiluk and the Reitiv and the food, the Rambam is gevaldik. The Rambam doesn't bring the difference between the Reitiv and the food in Hilchos Yom Kippur, because there's no difference in the Reitiv and the food. And look at the Torah and the Yeruchim, they bring the chiluk and the Reitiv and the food, even on Yom Kippur. The Yosef says that it means they talk about Chaz and Kippur. The Bach says a very good Chaz and Kippur, talking about Chaz. in the two maybe there's a hint because he's lost to Israel. So you don't even have that. So I don't know. So he shot the Yerucham and the road into his. So he's grounding Yerushalmi that maybe he's Messiah to that. Yerushalmi and our Mishnah. Yerushalmi doesn't have the bright. Yerushalmi and our Mishnah, Uber Sheericha, Machil Reisach Toshav Nasha. Yerushalmi says, and our Mishnah. But Chil Teich Kvaretiv, Mishav Nasha, Ara Yofi, and our Mishnah, Gufa Shalis. Shuti Yerushalmi is going to Yerushalmi at all. And it's Yerushalmi says, first he came from the Reitiv and then from the Yisrael. But the Shami was very soft, and it's hard to know. The Shami might be talking about Machosu Suri and all this. And the Ram would say, Shami is Machosu Suri, and the Lashon of Shami is me Gufa Shal Issa. The Lashon of Gufa Shal Issa, like the Sayyid says in the Torah, the Lashon Gufa Shal Issa does not sound like a kipper. When you kipper, the chicken is not the Gufa Shal Issa, and the chicken soup is in it. They're all the same good. There's no good fish, sir. It's food. Now, I can't eat because it's supposed to be tested. There's no good fish, sir. I love Yishami. I think we learned that he's not. Why did Yishami say it on the Mishnah? The Mishnah is not talking about Machalos Asuras. Yeah, but Yishami is often very cryptic, very telegraphic. See, that's the main. The Maisa, the Rambam is, as far as why, as far as the issue, between the Rotev and Gufa Shal Issa, Yom Kippur, the Rambam is that there's not, the Tuvah and Yerucham, the Chayr, the Machshav that there are, the Rambam may understand and the Rambam don't understand. On the other end, the Gavit Pochus and Kishir, the Yerucham and Kishir and then a Shir, so the Tuvah and Ben Yerucham say, like in the past, first you Pochus and Kishir and the Yishtikush, and then you give a Shir. So Ram doesn't bring that, and I am keeping Ram to bring that. Here's the other way around. There, I understand the Torah and the Yerucham very well. Pachas Kishir and Yom Kippur is also more Ram. Why is the Ram at least that Chiluk the Ram should have brought in Shvisa Sasa? That the Ram is going to be living the right in the Gush and serve by Shvisa Sasa. That's about right. It's all the same food in Yom Kippur. But why didn't the Ram bring? Maybe I'll show you the Ram inside. The Rambam in Macholos Asuras, start that one. Uber Shericha, Michael Osser, Kigan Boskakadish, the Bosakadir, Machilis Amok, Nishai Mutov, Lab Machilis Apocus Mishir, and Lady Sashadine, and Machilis Ashes Yadat. So here they are, as a clue, more or less, a little bit looking from the right, so maybe we'll come back to that, but basically, as Vegas, the mark is more column than the Bosk itself. And Bosk Mishir is more column than Shir. You go, look at Sayazah. That's one Rambam. On the other hand, the Rambam in Hil Shvi'is is a Sayer. Base test, Uber Shericha, Leisha was Mashemakim, this Kodaito, this Mutu, in Lav Machilinois, Shadnaf. Here we publish Machilinois, Shadnaf. There's nothing here about Marek and Boser. So if I explain it, that's Kabbalah, the Boser and Kira are the same thing. Why didn't we bring that first year post mixture in the nature? This really is more. I want to be my. It's more for the guys who were here at the beginning of the parish in June. And how many of you guys are here for the beginning? Most of you not. She was there. Hashem, you were there in Ethan. Okay. So I'll try to give you the facts, but then I'll have more. I don't want to, we're going to go a bit to the story, but I'm sure that's a whole layer by itself. But on the other hand, I don't have an imagine like this. The halakha is chatzis shilosim in atayr. The Gemara says earlier that the Chachis is not a chilah. Every pachin speaking shir could be mitzar neshir, so therefore it's also not there. Later on, the Gemara, so at the beginning of the parak, brings a pasuk kol chaylev a ribi kol chaylev to be mara chatzis in winter v'yeh. Mishloach says it's a smach. So now, this is showing how to understand this the dinner of v'yeh and chatzis is also not there. And how to understand why do we have the relationship between the pasuk and the svar? Why we have a svar chazal tzufei, and then we have a pasuk called elav. Why do you need a pasuk if it's a svar? Why do you need a svar if it's a pasuk? So the kitzin nimrats machlekes yishanim. Some yishanim learn the Ramban. There's a way so we work this year. The chatzishir, the main motive for chatzishir is the pasuk of kol elav. The chatzishir is osir, and a chatzishir is osir be'etz. The Torah said that a chatzishir is osir tzaraf. Even though you don't have an anish, you don't have to have shir. But the isser is even a chatzishir. So that's what it says in Kol Chaylev. Even though it says losh nachilo, so either losh in nachil is kezayis, you don't have an anish, malchus, chorus, carbon. But Kol Chaylev tells me that there's an isser be'etz and a chatzishir. The Torah asks the chatzishir. Some chazal is rufa. I need a side point, which is how can the Torah ask for a chatzishir, but it's not a ma'is achilo. If achilo is because then it's not a ma'is achilo. So how could the Torah ask for? And the Torah said a chatzishir. The Torah said a chatzishir to chaylev, for example, kol chaylev. The chatzishir is a chaylev also to eat, but also to eat. The chayyur to eat because mikazayis is not eating. It's an achilo because mikazayis. Chazal is rufa. Why is called a ma'is achilo? You know, so even the in achilah plus and mitzvahs, but since every little bit is starved to ma'is achilah, so every ma'is achilah don't have to do it once. Can eat the kizayis a little. So since every achilah, even a less than the kizayis, has the potential to become part of a larger achilah, so it's called achilah karinim. So the chos of sufi is just a side issue to explain how it's called the ma'is achilah. The loss of rabbin chananel compares that like that. That because it's because it's to through so achila karimbe. So it's achila. But the pasuk it's a ma'is achila, but who's the chatzishir of chaylev is a dover also? Maybe ma'is achila, but who's the chatzishir is a dover also? You know, if I eat the kolish food, it's also ma'is achila, but it's not also. So that's the kol chaylev. Kol chaylev says that a chatzishir is also best. A chatzishir is a thing that you're not allowed to eat. That's the sheep of the Rambam. And other yishayim hold that the main thing is the chos. It means that chashishir really should be mukta. It's not osir v'etzim. For bad anyway, with the rosh kol chaylev, because it could lead you to eat a shir shalom. So the I need a pasuk because with that pasuk I wouldn't say this. But what the pasuk is telling me is that chashishir is not on its own account. Then it's only counted achila. Achila we don't start achila. So it's not leisecha. But the Torah asked it anyway because it's chosen through the afraid that you might come to eat the shir shalom. The chayin of kol ha'achok in the Arizal. Normally, ha'achok said the Rabban. Here, the Torah itself said ha'achok. The Zafkamino, as we should speak out, the Zafkamino is the chashir by an adorim. The person made a nether, I'm not going to eat his ice of bread. Is he allowed to eat a chashir's ice? When he's not chay of korban, is there an isser to eat a chashir's ice? So the Ramban Lushitosi says no, because Mela by Suri Torah. So the Torah said Kol Chaylev, that half a Kazayas of Chaylev is also also. The Torah said that a Chachizayas of Chaylev is also. But when I made a neder not eat a Kazayas of bread, I didn't make a neder not eat a Chachizayas of bread. So the chatzis ayis yibed is muta be'etzim, so it's not shayach din the chatzis shir. The chatzis that you know, if a person made a nir, not to eat his ayis yibed, he's not even allowed to eat chatzis ayis yibed, because he might come to eat his ayis. The Torah said that you're not allowed to eat anything to generate tzachas. The Torah said, don't eat something that could lead to a mistake. Don't eat chatzis shir, because also this roof, it might bring you to eat a shir. So why should that be true by Nedarim, anything any less than by other reason? That's the last. Is that the reason why chashishir is also is because it's a kind of hachokah midrash. It's not also because it's also be'etzim. Chashishir is not also be'etzim. Chashishir is also because it could lead you to the kazayis, and the kazayis is also be'etzim. So the Torah said, don't even eat a chashishir's eyes, because a chashishir's eyes could lead to a kazayis. That's what the Rambam knows, that even by Nedarim, where it's not trying to say that chashishir's eyes is also be'etzim, because he made the neder on the kazayis. So there are bad that chashishir's eyes not also be'etzim. Nonetheless, also minatir, because it's still chosel the roof, it still could lead, it could bring to an istur to nitzvom. That's a dama. Dama shniyo. There's a Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi says that even Reish Lakish, who generally doesn't own this, he doesn't have this concept of chosel the roof. Reish Lakish is more than on Yom Kippur, chashishir also minatir. And the Goyin explains, the Goyin explains that the Torah said you're allowed to eat them, so a chatzis is really not an achil. So I need a mat, Kippur doesn't say loshen v'achilo, it says a shalei d'una. So shear of chiyuv is kaseres because he did shear of yisuvi daita that's gives him some satisfaction. But even less than a shear is the yashuv daita ksas. You have something from it. It's not the full shear. It's not the full satisfaction. The shear chayiv. But it's not. You can't. It's not yisuvi daita. When you kibur chatzis shear doesn't matter. Even according to Shlokish. In order to have the chiyuv, of course, you have to have a shear of yisuvi daita. Just kaseres. But a chatzis shear unless it's not yisuvi daita. Even to Reish Lakish doesn't have the concept of chatzis l'tzerufei. When you kibur is made that it's also not there. The Bible seems to be on this Yerushalmi because the Bible says the Mechlekes Tzirich and Reish Lakish is by Yom Kippur. But we know that Darkei Shel HaRambam very often is Benim Shechachar Yerushalmi. He writes in many places. The Rambam's derech is that very often he goes with Yerushalmi, even sometimes when it stands to the Bible. So they can say like this. Put it together. We pass in like Rav Yochanan, but Chatzis is also Menat Torah. But it's only also Menat Torah according to the Rambam because it's Chosel L'Tzerufei, because it might come to Chokad Rai, the Chatzis Yerushalmi. And you're on the other end, Chatzishir is also in that Torah, not only because Chazal is Tzvei, but because it's also Besem. I'd like to see that even Reish Lakish, who doesn't often Chazal, which Shami says, agrees that in Kibra, Chatzishir is also in that Torah. That means that Chatzishir is also in that Torah for different reasons by other reasons. By all other reasons, Chatzishir is also in that Torah only because it's Chazal Tzvei, it might come to eating Shir. That's my claim to say, Reish Lakish. But on Yom Kippur, Chatzishir is also Besem. Not merely because the achok midrash that you might come to the shir. That's the chayk zirich and Reish Lakish. You can't bring Reish Lakish in by the. Because on Yom Kippur, a chatzis shir is also be'esem. In Kain Advarim, so maybe because I get a bichidish, that the Ram, she tosu held, that that it says in the Brisa, you give him a chatzis shir by both the kohen shabos and chazir, that you give him a chatzis shir before you give him a shir sholem. Because that's called an iskal, the chatzis shir is an iskal, that's a shari surim, where chashishir mitzar atzmei really shim mutter. It's only usher because the Torah made a chokah midrash, you shouldn't come to eat a shir. So something which is only usher as the chokah, albeit the rice of the chokah, but it's only a chokah, is more kal than the iser atzmei. So a chashishir mitzar atzmei ought to be mutter, it's only usher because the Torah referring you might come to eat a shir sholeh, it's the more kal than the shir sholeh. So there the rice is just first to give a chashishir and a shir sholeh. But on Yom Kippur, where a chashishir is also be'esem, not only because it might lead to a shir, but it's also be'esem. So maybe that's not called nistal, because even though it's not, it's kal in the, it doesn't have chorus, the chashishir, because you need enough. It's not nistal. Chashishir is also be'esem. You're not chayav chorus until you eat enough. So maybe that's not even called nistal. God, we have to correct correctly. It's a college summer and understood. The Gemara says that the nevela, a trefa is in this, the nevela is in this account compared to tevel, because tevel is a kiv misa and nevela is not misa b'lishmai. She finds this account. Well, Gabi, and later on, Gabi, Hakala Kalchil, then even the more lenient is before the Muhammad. So maybe to still say, even by Yom Kippur, it's not a Hakoka, it's also a Betsim, but doesn't have an Oynish. And if Shir Shalom has an Oynish, so maybe that makes him this Akal. I'm not sure that it's comparable. Nevela is this Akal vis-a-vis Tevel, because Tevel Betsim carries a penalty of Shemayim, Nevela doesn't. Even Kippur carries a penalty of course. But in order to get course, you have to eat a certain amount. So maybe eating hashishir there is not called it. That's not called a misakal. The hashishir has the benefit of chorus. You know the hashishir too. It's not like a hashishir doesn't have chorus. It has chorus. It just has chorus. In order to get the chorus, you have to keep going and eat another hashishir. But when you get the chorus, you get it for both hashishirs. So when you eat a hashishir on your kippur, it's not something that doesn't have chorus. It could have chorus. Potentially, it has the initial chorus. Of course, to get the You have to eat this chatzishir, another chatzishir, and then you'll get the car. But the achilas chatzishir has to answer, of course, and that doesn't make it in this account. So the kitzur, what I want to suggest is that the Rambam held that in Yom Kippur, there's no chatzishir not in this account. Because since in Yom Kippur, the Yerushalmi says that even Reish Chodesh is the way that the chatzishir is also. That means that in Yom Kippur, chatzishir is not also merely because it's causally the might lead you to eat a shir. But chatzishir is also, we said, asma. The Unish, you have to eat more. But a Chatzishir, same answer as the Yishr. So that's not called the Chatzishir. That doesn't have enough Chatzishir at all. And therefore, and the Rambam learned that that's why in the Mishnah, you don't have even the Chatzishir Yishr. In the Brisa, the Jari Sur and Bosa Chazir, there the Brisa says it's to say the Chatzishir and the Shir Shalom. But in the Mishnah, which is talking about in Kippur, there's no difference in Chatzishir and the Shir Shalom. There's nothing that you have to give a Chatzishir before a Shir Shalom. So that's around me. Hilchus Shvi'ah to get these chilulim. It's not the Talmud Shitosoi that there's Chatzishir by Neder. The Rambam is the Chatzishir also mitzaratzvay in Shara Sur, only also because it could lead to you to a Shir Shalom. And in Kippur, based on Yishami, it's different. I'm not saying it's halacha. Halacha is a double pasha to Rabbi Barim. No, and most rabbis also know that the Kippur Yom Kippur brachas mitzvah before Shir Shalom. That's in the Shulchan. That's in the Torah. But in the Rambam, maybe this is a bad mokum to say that that's a pshat of Rambam. That's where the Rambam held the Mishnah Taka is bedach. There's no chiluk dagas on Yom Kippur at all. Not between Reitiv and Bosser. That's a double pasha. Reitiv Bosser, it's all the same thing. Forget that. There I understand to Bachal. And but also not like a chatzishir. The Rambam in Kippur chatzishir or chal nishal. Yeah. Before we leave the topic, I want to point out it's hard to put the Rambam. Look back at the Rambam in Macholos Asuris. Umber shirich kaiach loser ben bos beidah shibos the chatzishir. So this is Bosa Kayesh, Bosa Chazir, this is the Nidraisa. So the Rambam wrote the Medras. But if you look at the details, the Seder, the Rambam, is not exactly the same as it is in the Brisa. In the Brisa, the Seder is first you give her at the edge of a kush. And if that's enough, give her a difference in quality. And if that's not enough, then give her a minash. So the step is less than a shear of rative, a shear of rative, and then the basar asma. The Rambam is mishan. The Rambam, the Seder is rative, the Rambam calls Mara. Then pochas make a shear of the Yisrael itself, and a shear of the Yisrael. So Rambam is mishan. And it's fully the Rambam and the Brisa. If I have the rules on my own, I will take four steps. And then a shear, right? And then a shear of the shear of the neither the Rambam or the Braisa have four days, they have three. But it's a different thing. The Braisa has plus Mekshir within the Rav, and that's Shir of Asa. Whereas the Rav doesn't make a difference between the Pachas Mekshir and Shir. And the Vos Mekhat Mekhat Mekshir. How do we go about what's the pshat in that era? So we have to get to the dinam of Tahaki, so in this time, but not now. But I'm just pointing this out. I did not really see anybody talk about it. I guess I saw everything, but I did not notice anybody talk about it. I mean, I looked in fact, I'm in the back. I didn't see what you see. Okay, let's find the Gemara.